Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The late Minaka Takkar was an accomplished dancer and instructor, but in her 2017 talk, she was full of words about the impact of dancing. And it goes so much further than her artistry, into the power of culture and the beauty of seeing yourself in the art on stage. This is The Conversation Piece with Minaka Takkar.
This is a gesture when we dance in India. Automatically, theater becomes a temple for us, and that's how we do the salutation to the platform where we are dancing. So that was my just Indian touch was there in this. So now you know that I am a dancer. I came to Canada in 1973. And since then, I have taught all over Canada, York University, National Ballet School, so many different places. I've gone almost every province of this Canada I have taught. What I find, it is so wonderful to have some connection with the art form. I teach, and many people, ballet and all different styles they were learning, but then that connects immediately. And I was teaching in many, many schools, because I personally believe that when young age you learn something, that really goes deeper into your mind and that really flourish when you get older. I have one very beautiful story which I'm going to say. I was teaching in Vancouver, in Surrey, one of the school, because I used to go there a lot. Every year I used to go to the school. And that school, there are three children. They were from India, but they were from Punjab. And they just, no, we don't want to go to learn Indian dance or Punjab and other things, that is. Principal and everybody told me that these three children will not learn, listen to you. I said, okay, let's see. And then I started my work, and I was teaching whole class. So everybody was so much interested, and first time these children saw the Indian culture. And after the whole performance, all working, they came running to me and they said, oh, we don't know anything that in India we have this. And that was a shock for them and for me. And I said, why? You never gone to India? No, we are born here and we have never been to there. So I said, in Canada, we have wonderful multiculturalism and all these children are so many different community. They come here and they don't get chance to, they don't even think of their own country or what is going on and other thing. Then I told them, doesn't matter. You go to this vacation, you go to India. You will love it. But we don't have anybody. I said, don't worry, then all my friends are your friends, all my relatives are your relatives. I will give my addresses and you go to them and they will take care of you. And it was stopped there. Then they came after the vacation and they called me and they said, we had gone to India. I said, so what happened? Where did you stay? You never write to me that you are going there. And then they said, no, my mom said that my mama, that is mother's sister, mother's brother, was there. And that's how we went. And we loved it. And we this. And all the good things they have told me. And then they said that, so thank you very much and all those things. Now I thought that after all, ninth grade children, they learn only this much. it will stay with them for a while. But the main part is this, that I was in tears. After some time, they came to me. Again, my company was performing in Vancouver almost after 13 years. And everybody was coming to tell us it was a very nice program and other thing. In one corner, one Sardarji, now with Pagdi Bagdi, and then one lady is there, one child is there, they are all waiting there. And they said that they were standing there in the corner. People came and gone, and some of my students were going to their relatives and other things. So I thought that they are waiting for somebody. So I turned around and I said, are you waiting for somebody? That dancer hasn't come to you. You are waiting to take her at home? They said, no, we are waiting for you. And when, so I said, okay, tell me, what is it then? So they say that, do you remember you came to our school and you told me that you have to go and see our culture also? So we went there. I said, but then you never called? No, no, Mama was there, so we went there. And then he said that day I had decided that I'm going to marry an Indian woman, Punjabi woman, and that is a thing that I married her, and this is my wife. So immediately wife, and I told very, very clearly that you have to behave today as an Indian bride. She came and touched my feet. The child came and touched my feet. And all those things, they say that you have given us something different life also. We are proud of our culture and we are proud of Canadian culture also because we have grown up there. And these kind of multicolor countries you live and that remains, that is something very, I had tears in my eyes that time. And I say that one day just little things were taught and what came up out of that. And that way, I love Canada. This multiculturalism is so much great, and lot of good possibilities I have went through. And I have found also that. So I think that we can have more art, multiculturalism, lot more art. We have so many different community, and we can have this. I personally, because I'm a dancer, I'm a Bharatanatyam, Odissi, Kuchipudi, all these dance I do. And I personally feel with art and dance, music, all these things, you can really communicate with children so much. And thank you very much, Canada, that so much we have, so much multiculturalism is there. I really enjoyed that. I think that this is something which we should continue for always. Thank you.
Minaka Thakkar spoke at the Walrus Talks We Desire a Better Country in 2017, and she's just one of the over 800 fantastic Canadians who have wheeled, walked, and webcammed onto a stage at the Walrus Talks. Our next event is coming up at the end of March, the Walrus Talks at Home, Youth and the Climate Crisis. Register today at thewalrus.ca/events.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.